Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you an interview between me and a podcast industry expert. Then we share our podcast recommendations of the week. So let's get into this week's episode. This week's newsletter and podcast are supported by Could Be Pretty Cool. Have you ever seen a job posting or an event announcement or just something new and thought, that could be pretty cool? That is the exact mentality Atlanta-based creator and arts advocate Casey Willis tapped into when she created her production company, Could Be Pretty Cool. Her mission is to produce unique, creative experiences that inspire community building through the arts. She has collaborated with Spotify to create the original podcast, You Heard Me Right, and with the Savannah College of Art and Design to create the original podcast, White Angle. If you're interested in learning more about their original content and what they do with it, or are in need of production help, visit couldbeprettycool.com and talk to Casey. Something tells me you'll come up with something pretty cool. Hello, welcome back. How's your week? Mine's been good. It was also pretty busy, filled with lots of podcast-related good stuff. I interviewed Ellen Scanlon, who's the host of the podcast How to Do the Pot, which is a podcast about cannabis aimed towards women. It's really amazing. The interview will air here in a few weeks. I also launched a podcasting course with a friend, Sashwat Sahu. We've been building out the curriculum for the past 3 months for this course and just finally set our landing page to live. So we're waiting for the applications to roll in. The course is called Podcasting for Thought Leaders. So if you're interested in podcasting and have ever had thoughts, this is for you. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. What else has been going on? I also attended Alexandra Cole's live podcast recording of her podcast, The Pod Broads. You might be familiar with the show because we played a trailer for her season 2 launch a few weeks ago. It was a really great event. I love in-person podcast things because I love podcast people in person. And her live event got me really excited to eventually start planning the Earbuds 5-year anniversary party. We turn 5 in February. I can't believe it. So I'll probably start planning that soon. If you have ideas, venue suggestions, giveaway ideas, I'd love to hear from you. Another fun thing in podcast land is that Twitter launched their communities feature. It's still early days, but it's looking like communities allows Twitter users to tweet to specific groups of people. So Albin Brook, my friend and the head of marketing at Buzzsprout, invited me to run the podcasting Twitter community with him. So we've been having some fun with that so far. If you're interested in joining our podcasting community on Twitter, please get in touch. That was a lot of podcasty stuff, and of course there's more. But if any of that is intriguing to you and you want more information, let's chat. Okay, so let's get to today's feedback with Earbuds. This week's theme is Native American Heritage Month, and it comes to us from Susan Hansen and Shelley Morningsong. I spoke with the two of them about their podcast picks and a lot more. We'll hear that interview in a moment. After my chat with them, I'll share our podcast spotlight of the week and some more podcast-related tidbits, and then we'll close it out. Before I hit go on the interview, two acknowledgments. Number one, at various points throughout the interview, you'll hear a faint rattle sound. I'm not sure where it came from. It's not too overwhelming, so it shouldn't distract you, but I wanted to make sure that I mentioned it so that you're not thinking, what is that? Number two, early on in the interview, I referred to this week's theme as Native American History Month. What I meant was Native American Heritage Month. Susan Hansen is the creator, writer, and producer of the podcast Coin Trick, which you'll learn about very shortly in the interview. Shelley Morningsong is the show's composer. The two of them were delightful and have a real passion for the podcast that they created. So let's get to it. Susan and Shelley, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. How are you today?
Thank you so much. I'm doing great.
So where are you joining us from today? Let's go with Susan first.
I am in Bellingham, Washington, which is about 20 minutes south of the Canadian border.
Nice. And Shelley?
Yes, I'm here in Zuni Pueblo, New Mexico, and we're way out in the middle of nowhere, pretty much, about 50 miles south of Gallup, New Mexico.
Oh, I know Gallup. Very fun. Yeah. I Love New Mexico for many reasons, but one of them is because of the beautiful blue license plates.
Yeah.
They're so beautiful. But anyway, we are not here to talk about license plates. We are here to talk about podcast recommendations. So Susan and Shelley, you two work together. So tell me about what you do and the podcast that you produce together.
Okay, I will start. The podcast is called Coin Trick, and it is a story that I wrote many years ago. I had this dream of becoming a Hollywood screenwriter and wrote this script and then put it in a drawer and didn't, you know, pulled it out every once in a while, but didn't do anything with it. And then COVID hit last year and I was a travel writer. And so all of my work went away basically overnight. And as I spent a year unemployed, I was tried to figure out what to do with myself and decided that this was an opportunity to produce this story and that I could do it myself as a podcast. So it just started coming together, and Shelley was introduced to me by someone else along the way. And so Shelley scored it, and it's just been a wonderful working relationship, at least from my end. Hopefully Shelley will agree.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I'm so grateful for you, Susan. I'm so honored to be part of the Coin Trick podcast recordings. It's just incredible. I love it. I love kids, and that's what really got me interested once Susan started explaining, you know, the story and everything. And I love music. I'm a recording artist, singer, songwriter. So it was definitely immediately something that I wanted to be part of. And she came to me at the perfect time also because I'm teaching myself how to record here at home. So, you know, COVID brought a lot of opportunities, a lot of challenges. So I'm just grateful that when she did contact me, I was actually already really into, you know, learning how to record at home so that I could record the musical background parts for her shows and the podcast. And so yeah, I'm just so honored. I'm so thankful.
Just the connections. Michael Horst, who narrates the show for us, he actually knows Shelley. I didn't know that beforehand, but it's just the connections of this podcast. It's been amazing.
All over the place. Love that. Yeah. Well, it seems like a great working relationship, and I'm sure the show will reflect that. And we'll talk about the show in a second, Coin Trick. But let's talk a little bit more about your general relationship with podcasts. So are you both listeners? Are you both creators in the space? What got you into it?
Wow. I was a listener. No, this is all new to me. And actually, it's new to everyone involved, except for our audio engineer. So it's been a wild learning experience. I listen occasionally. I listen much more now, but I listen occasionally to true stories, you know, mostly some crime stories, but not until we got started did I get interested in podcasts. I don't know about you, Shelley.
Well, yeah, I wasn't really too familiar with podcasts until actually before I met you, Susan. I host a radio program in Gallup, New Mexico for public radio. And I record those programs here at home. And through doing the radio show, I started to hear about podcasts. And I had listened to a couple online, which were really interesting educational type podcasts. And I thought, wow, this is amazing. And I started to realize over time through Susan and doing Coin Trick that podcasts are just wildly popular. And there's just like this incredible podcast out there. I'm learning a lot.
What I love about them as a storyteller is that it is that theater of the mind, right? You can use podcasts. They can be used for many different things, but to create a narrative podcast is that theater of the mind, like old time radio. And so just that opportunity, I used to write television and radio commercials. I really enjoyed radio commercials because you have to create an entire environment so that people can imagine it, hear it in their right in their brain and create this world, visualize it. So it's been a challenge and just has opened up a whole new world for me.
I have been a big podcast listener for a long time. So I love finding creators who are new to the space and especially listeners who are new to the space. And that's really what Earbuds is all about, is giving people new things to listen to every week. That's the reason I started this newsletter 5 years ago, is that I wanted to listen to more podcasts. I wanted to be exposed to new podcasts, new stories every week. So let's talk about your podcast picks. So you chose the theme Native American History Month, which is the month of November, and you chose 5 episodes to go along with that theme. Let's go through them, and you can give me quick descriptions of each one. We'll keep it to about a minute each because we want to tease the listeners. We want them to have just enough to make them go and check out that episode and not much more. All right, so the first episode comes from your podcast, Coin Trick, and the episode is called Herding Frogs. So tell me about Herding Frogs.
Okay, so that's the 4th episode in the series. The series is about Cassidy, who's a 12-year-old girl. She ends up traveling through a magical portal that brings her into the lost land of the Pueblo ancestors. And there she meets Coco Pelli, the Native American trickster. And the two of them set off on this epic quest, and they have to restore balance to the universe. So this is the 4th episode, and in it, the reason I chose it is because the actors, I think the performances are just brilliant. They encounter a labyrinth of corn maidens who are basically the sirens and sort of lure them into this trap, and also the Frog Clan and General Frog. And Cassidy always has to use her intuition and her intelligence to get them out of these traps and, you know, situations. So it's a lot of fun because Coco Pelli is the trickster and he ends up tricking her into things. So, but that episode in particular, just, it still cracks me up every time.
I love that. Yeah. And Shelley, give me a sense of the musical identity of that episode.
Well, I had a blast with that episode as well, because the frogs, oh my gosh. So I sat in here in my music room and I was trying to think of how to make the sound of frogs. And I went through my kitchen drawer and found some chopsticks and some things to, I have whistles and I use my keyboards here. And
I love that.
Like a mad scientist, you know, in here making all kinds of sounds of frogs. And, I loved that episode as well. I had fun making sounds with my flutes. I use flutes and I have drums in here. So I did use some drums for that episode and it was really fun.
Coin Trick is a series for kids, but of course can appeal to anybody, would you say?
Yes, absolutely. It's written for the family. And I have to say there are a number of jokes that adults are going to get that kids probably won't, or references and things. So yeah, definitely try to pull in the whole family.
The second podcast that you chose is Young and Indigenous, and the episode is called Being Indigenous. So what is that all about?
Yes. Yeah, so Young and Indigenous, this was an easy choice for me because one of the co-hosts is Eliza Julius, and she is the actress who plays Cassidy in Coin Trick. But she also is just this amazing person. And she's one of the reasons why I have so much hope for this next generation, because she's just, she is incredibly intelligent and insightful. She's an amazing poet. She produces this. She's so involved in her community, which is the Lummi Nation here near Bellingham. And I chose episode 2. I think all of them are interesting, but I chose episode 2 because these are 3 young Indigenous women, and they basically just talk about what it is to be Indigenous and to identify with the land and what it means to be associated with the land and how that associates you with other Indigenous people. And so it's just a fascinating discussion.
I have to second what Susan had said. I was so impressed with Eliza Julius. She is an incredible young woman. And I had no idea until I clicked on that site, you know, to the subjects that she talks about. She's just amazing, amazing. I was so impressed.
The next recommendation comes from the podcast All My Relations, and the episode is called Thanks Talking or Thanksgiving? So yes. What goes on in that episode?
Well, that seems appropriate for November, but yes. I wanted to just throw in here, when I was reviewing all of these, I realized that all of these shows are created by women, which I think is great. And the reason I chose them were most of them just made me laugh, but I chose podcasts that change the narrative, right, about Native Americans. And so I really enjoyed this one because, again, it changes that perception. One of the hosts is a professor and the other one is a fashion photographer who left her successful career to do portrait art of Native peoples in everyday life. And so they just have wonderful discussions. They're fascinating people. I could see myself having a conversation with them. And that's why I really love this. And so this episode talks about Thanksgiving and what that means as an Indigenous person. And so it's just an insightful conversation.
Susan, you yourself are not Native. Is that right?
That's correct. Please.
How did you get involved with all of these stories and writing your story?
I grew up in what you'd call racist household in the Midwest in the 60s. And I was around 10 years old or so and found myself taunting this Native boy in my class. And what he said to me was like a thunderbolt at the moment. If I can just share the story, I was taunting him.
Please.
There were kids around us. And this boy just stood there stoically through it all. And, you know, it was the usual thing. Tomahawk, all of that. And so when I finally ended, he just looked at me with these piercing eyes and all he said was, "I pity you."
Ooh.
And turned around and walked away. And boom, I mean, it hit me. I didn't know what I had done wrong. I didn't know why, but I knew it was wrong. And it literally sent me on this lifelong quest to understand why and to understand other people's and to travel and just this love for Native American and really Indigenous cultures from around the world. And I've had some incredible experiences, life-changing experiences because of it. And I really do trace it back to this little boy. I have no idea who he is or what happened to him. But so he changed my life. So that's how I got involved. And like I said, I had written this story 20 years ago when I lived in Los Angeles. And the idea came to me when I was out on a hike and saw a rock drawing and some other things happen. And so that's how that story evolved. And then, as I said, COVID hit and I thought this was my opportunity to make it, do it myself.
Well, thank you for sharing that origin story. Really,
absolutely,
really interesting.
Like I said, my goal with Coin Trick is to help kids find that love and appreciation for Native cultures, maybe without having to go through such a challenging time or hurting anyone else and to recognize the humanness of us all.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Just felt like it was important to get that story out there and acknowledge that between your recommendations. But
like, why is this white lady?
It's important. So let's go to your next podcast recommendation, which is coming from the podcast Coffee with My Ma. And the episode is called Ma Goes to Europe and Gets Stuck There for a Year.
This podcast is just so funny. The host is an actress, a Canadian actress from the Mohawk community up there. And she just sits around and listens to her mom tell stories. And her ma is hysterical and has just been on all these adventures, which I love adventure stories, love travel stories. And she has such a life force and just would set off on these adventures. And I think because of her naivete or her openness, she got through them safely because a lot of them, they could have gone a whole different direction. But this one, she was an exchange student back in the 50s and spent a year in Europe. And oh my goodness, the adventures she has. She gets questioned by the Russian police in Berlin and gets involved in this raid in Paris of some nightclub. It's hysterical. And her mother, just the laugh, her mother's laugh just cracked me up. So
the last recommendation of the week, the podcast is called Métis in Space. What's the episode?
I picked season 5, episode 10. The two hosts look at the film Indian in the Cupboard. So the hosts, again, two wonderful women, they sit around drinking wine. And it's basically, they're sci-fi nerds. They're self-professed sci-fi nerds, which I love nerds of any kind. And they sit around drinking wine, and it's sort of a mystery science theater. And so they just review all of these different science fiction movies. And so this one is about the Indian in the cupboard, which it's so cliche and it's just so bad. But the two of them, again, they're just hysterical and really smart women, and they're having fun. And so that's, they just make fun of the absurdity of it all, right?
Awesome. Incredible recommendations all around. I'm excited to check them out and to share them with the rest of the Earbuds community. Thank you for taking the time to curate a list.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. Really enjoyed this.
Anything you would like to add before we close out? Any parting words for us?
Well, from my end, I would just encourage listeners and everybody to be open to new people and new ideas. And if you don't agree with someone, to find out why and to explore and just to be open. I think we all need to be more accepting of each other. And the only way to do that is to hear the other person and to get their perspective.
Shelley, anything to add?
Yeah, well, wow. I'm just so grateful to be here today and to be able to talk about the CoinTrick project. Just an awesome, awesome podcast. I'm so honored to be part of it. I'm thankful to be introduced to the world of podcasts. It's just, it's amazing to me how many incredible podcasts are out there. There's so much inspiration, education, and so forth. So this is just all just amazing to me. And I'm just so grateful.
Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again to Susan and Shelley for joining me in the virtual Earbuds studio powered by Squadcast.fm. Squadcast is a remote recording platform that helps podcasters record audio and video in studio quality. I am Squadcast Community Manager. If you want to test it out, get in touch and I can hook you up with an extended free trial. All of the podcasts that Susan and Shelley mentioned will be linked in the show notes of this episode. And of course, they're also listed in this week's newsletter. You can get that newsletter either by becoming a subscriber and having it delivered to your inbox, or by going to earbudspodcastcollective.org and clicking on the Listen to This Week's Podcast Picks image. Also, this is a reminder that if you want to curate a list, I would love that. The curation form is in the show notes of this episode and every episode. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have absolutely no interest in this week's theme, you can still check out the Spotlit podcast for some more audio content. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in the newsletter and also on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast Weird Studies. This spotlight was submitted by Emerson Dameron, longtime friend of Earbuds. About the show, Professor Phil Ford and writer/filmmaker J.F. Martel host a series of conversations on art and philosophy, dwelling on ideas that are hard to think, and art that opens up rifts in what we're pleased to call reality. You can listen to Weird Studies wherever you get your podcasts. A few quick ads and opportunities before we close it out. First, if you're free on November 3rd at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, ACAST presents A-Class Indigenous Voices. This event will feature 2 sessions where Indigenous creators will share their experiences of using podcasts to tell stories and what it's like working in the industry. We'll have a link to that event in the show notes and also in the newsletter. And last, a shout out to Holdette. Holdette is a community of recent grad women who are navigating life after college. Their newsletter provides resources, job postings, and community recommendations that are curated by Gen Zers. You can learn more about Holdette and subscribe to their newsletter at holdette.com. That's HOLDETTE.com. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Feedback with Earbuds. We'll catch you next time. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and Ariel Nissenblad. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. You can find us all over social media. We're on Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Pod Call. And we're on TikTok at Earbuds Podcasting. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.